K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University football, women's volleyball, women's soccer preseason. This is going to probably go out tomorrow, so I'm sitting recording this on a rainy morning in Kansas City, Missouri, August 8th, 2024, on a Thursday. Yes, getting all my pre-recording done this weekend because you're truly going to be occupied, hopefully, for most of the weekend. We'll see what happens there. As EG3 participating in his first backyard ultra going down tomorrow night, and we'll see how long we can last out there. But luckily, it's not minus 10 degrees, so I won't be able to do that, but I can handle the heat, obviously, just like Anthony Richardson, quarterback, Indianapolis Colts. Speaking of which, we haven't talked much about volleyball on here, here and there lately, and volleyball announced their Big 12 preseason rankings. We'll get into that momentarily, but Aaliyah Carter back with the team along with Izzy Sujewski. Yes, she transferred here last year, was a huge factor for K-State last year in her first team. She and Carter, preseason all Big 12 team yesterday there. Aaliyah Carter returning after really could have moved on to the major leagues in volleyball. She could have really did that, but instead, it was a last minute decision, pretty much like Brennan Mott and Austin Moore of the football team. Carter decided to come back, and her competitive fire, I have followed her, obviously, since her arrival as a freshman at Kansas State, and she has been a huge impact player, if not one of the best players in the Big 12. Carter Sujewski, voted preseason team, making the fifth time in school history Kansas State women's volleyball has had multiple players selected. K-State was one of five schools with two or more selections there going into the 2024 season. The Wildcats, Jason Mansfield, impressive first year. This team was picked preseason seventh in the league, 141 points with one first place vote. So how about that there as well? Carter, let's just recap it for y'all. Three-time first team all Big 12 selection, becomes the first Wildcat and only active player in the Big 12 to collect four preseason honors in her K-State career. Already to that, decorated veteran, Carter is second in school history currently with 1,300 kills during the rally scoring era, which stands sixth all-time there as well. And she is from Dubuque, Iowa there, for those that did not know that there. And she is also current Raleigh, wait. That's not what I want to say. Yeah, she's right now, kills per set, 3.7. That's almost 4 per set there as well. Carter earned AVCA All-American Honorable Mention a year ago, where she led the Cats offense with 390 kills and 438 points. She averaged a team best, just like I just said, four kills and 4.5 points per set to rank fifth in the conference in each category there as well. Sujewski transferred last year to K-State. She's from Beaverton, Oregon. Originally picked up her first Big 12 accolade after she quickly proved to be one of the most versatile athletes in the league last year. And, of course, she's going to fill that void left by Mackenzie Morris. Just a little bit by Mackenzie Morris. But I was really impressed, at least from what I was able to see and watch a year ago with Sujewski there. Last year, Izzy dished out a team-high 763 assists. That's almost 8%. And produced a team-best 350 hitting efficiency, 233 digs, 28 service aces, were second on the team, while she totaled 56 kills and 37 blocks a year ago. Izzy also generated a team-leading 10 double-doubles that included a season-high 51 assists and 14 digs. And remember that epic game against Kansas last year. Just one of only three players to appear in all 97 sets with 26 match starts last year. She is definitely a workhorse, and I look forward to her taking that step. She's going to have to take that step forward this year, along with several others on that team, if K-State Volleyball is going to be making some more noise in the Big 12 here in 2024. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, recording on Thursday. This volleyball episode, which will come out either Friday or Saturday. So I'm doing a little bit some more recording here today, this morning. In regards to me, I'm going to be busy this weekend. I'm going to have my hands full, but I'm looking forward to the challenge there. Kansas State Volleyball will look forward to their own challenge there as they get set for their season. As look, the Wildcats, actually, their season begins later this month as well, a day before Kansas State football, August 30th, in West Lafayette, Indiana. The Wildcats take part in the Purdue Volleyball Stacy Clark Classic. This is a three-day tournament, which starts with, of course, Purdue, to open things up for K-State on the 30th. And, of course, you got K-State football on the 31st. And then you also have K-State volleyball on their second matchup against UC Davis and UMBC on September the 1st. And we have the volleyball home schedule on this feed. So if you're new to the podcast, make sure you like and subscribe. 4 or 5-star rating, wherever you get your podcast, on Pro Project Podcast. We have the volleyball home schedule. I recorded that a few weeks back. That is on the Pro Project Podcast feed. So look for it, download it, listen to that. September 12th, the home opener against Lipscomb, which is the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas Classic opener against Lipscomb there as well. And then the Wildcats open up Big 12 against Houston September 25th. Man, it seems like September is going to be coming up fast. So a lot to look forward to on the fall football, fall sports side there as well. And just kind of go down the list here of the rest of the Big 12 volleyball preseason poll. Kansas was preseason ranked number one. BYU, K-State beat BYU last year in Kansas. Both, I think, if I remember correctly there. Arizona State, third, interesting. TCU, Baylor, Iowa State. And yeah, K-State right smack in the middle right there with a first place vote and 141 points. Just 1 point behind Iowa State, two more to Iowa State. So, and really not that much difference really between TCU and K-State. So there's that. Houston, Utah, Colorado, UCF, Arizona, Cincinnati, West Virginia, Texas Tech rounds out the rest of that pecking order right there. So Aaliyah Carter, Izzy Swieski on a preseason All Big 12 team. They're looking to make some noise. Jason Mansfield, second year under the helm with the K-State as head coach of the K-State volleyball team. A lot to look forward to here in 2024. We'll see again if K-State can take that next step forward here for this program. It'll be huge. Last year, I mean, Morgan Freeman Arena sold out a lot of the games last year. I probably imagine the same thing. I haven't been inside there yet, but I've seen a lot of the highlights last year. Ooh, and we know about Texas last year. Woo-hoo-hoo! We know about that game last year in Kansas. Woo! That's a big home court advantage. Your K-State. So this is going to be interesting. Again, we're going to try do our best again. If you happen to follow the podcast for quite a bit now since the very beginning, postcast. Hopefully after every volleyball game, we'll have to see about the schedule, but we'll do our best to do majority postcasts of the volleyball and soccer schedule, as well as here as between the Podbean app and for football anyways. Alex Aiden, my co-host, for postcasts of every Kansas State football game. We'll have more deeper analysis on that app. Download the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-D-I-D, apostrophe S, podcast. Typed in that, you should be able to find that, and you should be able to pull up bonus Pro Project Podcast episodes right there. So, and then, of course, here in the main feed, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, I will have my immediate reaction to the football games. So you're going to get a lot of angles. So, definitely, you're a big K-State fan, especially if you live here in the KC metro area. You definitely want to make sure you subscribe to this podcast along with the family of K-State podcasts. That's going to wrap things up for right now. This volleyball episode of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here from KC, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. And keep in mind, I think we're going to be loading you up next week with a lot of content. So on the Podbean side, Podbean site, so keep your eyes peeled for that. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast with Cats.